The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday evening, I received a text from Father Savio requesting, "Father, tomorrow, August 4th, is our feast. May I have the privilege of concelebrating Mass with you?" Of course, I responded enthusiastically, "Absolutely, Father, that would be a blessing." Why all this priestly chest bumping yesterday? Well, today is the feast of St. John Mary Baptist Vianney, the patron saint of diocesan priests. St. John Vianney is our model and our mentor. First, let me note that not all priests are created the same. In the church, you find two different categories or kinds of priests. On the one hand, diocesan priests like Father Savio and I, also known as secular priests. And on the other hand, you find religious order priests like the monks of Subiaco Abbey, like Father Jerome Codel. They are called regular priests. Being a regular priest does not have to do with their digestive system, but because they live according to a regula, which is Latin for a rule, like the regula, the rule of Saint Benedict. Diocesan priests like Saint John Vianney and Father Savio and I do not live by a detailed daily regula, but according to the saecula, which is Latin for the world, or better, secular society. In other words, our daily duties and routine are dictated by the demands of your life. We have 7 a.m. Mass because it suits you, not me. We run to the hospital when you are sick. We hear your confessions when you feel far from God. Your secular life sets our weekly schedule. So we are called secular priests. Another helpful way to describe the difference between diocesan and religious order priests is to think of how the military is organized. On the one hand, you have the U.S. Army with its large fighting force stratified into various ranks, private, corporal, captain, major, general. So too, we diocesan priests are part of the church militant fighting Satan. We are ranked as deacons, priests, bishop, cardinal, pope. In addition to the marching military, though, the United States also employs special forces, such as the Army Rangers, the Navy SEALs, the Marine Commandos, etc. They are smaller groups of highly trained teams who have a very unique skill set and a very narrow mission. So too, religious order priests, like the Benedictines, live in a smaller group of men who have developed and honed unique skill sets for a specific mission: to teach, to serve the poor, to pray, etc. So, today's feast day is for the army, not for the special forces. Let me share a few fun facts about our patron saint, Saint John Marie Baptiste Vianney. He was born on May 8, 1786, and died on August 4, 1859. Hence, his feast day is on his second and real birthday. August 4th is not when he died, but rather when he was born into eternal life. Generally speaking, most saints' feast days are celebrated on the day they died, or more properly, the day they were truly born. Second, St. John Vianney is commonly referred to in French as curé d'Ars, the curé of Ars, which means the parish priest of the church in Ars, France. One of the noteworthy ways he served his parishioners, was by spending long hours, 10, 11, 12 hours, in the confessional. And people came from all over the world to go to him for confession. Why? Because he could read their souls and tell you the sins you forgot to mention. You know, I too go to priests all over the world when I need to go to confession, but it's because they can't understand what I'm saying. But my favorite story of St. John Vianney is his reaction to complaints from his brother priests. His popularity and piety and penances had made his brother diocesan priests green with envy. So they decided to gather signatures from all the priests to submit to the bishop, saying that the curé of Ars was unworthy to be a priest. John Vianney asked to see the list and then proceeded to sign it himself, saying, "No one knows better than me how unworthy I am to be a priest." So today, on the patronal feast day of diocesan priests, grunts in the army of the Lord, pray to St. John Vianney for us, that we may have zeal for souls, that we adopt a personal penances for the good of the church, and we have a heart for sinners who come to us for confession, and be the first to acknowledge before God and the world that we are unworthy to be a priest. Praised be Jesus Christ.